Hey there, Bucketeers. This is Adam Arthur, one of the co-creators and co-writers of The Flight of the Bucket, and I wanted to take a moment in the back half of our first season to say thanks. We've been more successful than our wildest hopes, and we owe it all to you. If you really want to support us, though, please take a moment to rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. That would really help us out. Also, follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram as The Flight of the Bucket Podcast. And again, thanks.
Space, the big empty. Me and my crew voyage throughout the inky blacks looking for adventure, excitement, and a cheap place to get a boil lanced. I'm Captain Jersey Standard, and this is my ship, the Watercress. And these are our stories.
Tonight's episode, BBQ Sauce.
Captain's Log, space date something, something, something. Well, sirs and the occasional madams, it appears to me that luck aboard the Watercress is a-shifting towards the positive. To wit, for the first time in eons, this old bucket has a reliable FTL drive, our larder is stocked with oodles of smoked mogwai meat, and lungs is free of space parasites for the first time in recent memory. Now, I don't mean to suggest that my beloved Watercress is actually safe to operate, but all things considered, we're doing all right. The only issue is the lack of immediate distraction as we make our way to the next port of call. Captain out. Chief Engineer Lungs, to what do I owe the pleasure of having you on the bridge?
Well, I really didn't have anything else to do and desired some company.
I expect it gets quite lonely down in engineering.
The computer kept posting embarrassing photos of me on the monitors. I suppose it's keeping me under surveillance.
What kind of photos?
So it's got these pictures of me in the bathroom after burrito night. Me drooling while I sleep. Me when I get on the media feeds.
Stop.
And watch...
I get the picture.
Jump ball, Gutman. I was watching jump ball. So where are we anyways?
About 3 weeks out from Minerva 3.
Basically the intersection of no and where.
Yeah, it's pretty empty.
We got 3 more weeks of this? I'm going out of my mind.
You just need to distract yourself.
And how do you suppose I do that?
Well, the ship is pretty much still a death trap. Perhaps you could try and bring us up to code.
The head in my bunk could stand to be cleaned.
You and I could, start abandoning some stuff.
No, no, and Zach, especially no.
Hey, I like this idea. You could call the band Firestarter.
Gutman.
Or The Arsonists.
Please.
Or anything else that is fire related.
Ha ha, very funny.
Or how about calling yourselves, we suddenly realize we do the barest minimum required for our jobs and should probably try and do better?
No, definitely not that one.
Any of those work for me? Lungs, when's our
Zach,
first band play?
I hate to break it to you, but your talent is the musician's version of one of the captain's farts.
I'll have you know that I toot in the key of E.
More like the key of T, am I right?
I don't get it.
I must admit, I'm at a loss myself.
The key of T? T as in toxic?
Oh, you're telling a joke, is that it?
For a joke, it's pretty weak tea, if you ask me.
I'm just trying to fit in here.
Well, you're trying too hard.
Lungs is right. You can't force it. You have to just let it ease out.
Like one of the captain's farts.
Good one, Zach.
Ugh, sorry for trying.
But you just stick with what you're good at and leave those fart jokes for the expert, okay?
Fine.
I am so bored, I'm practically a 2x4.
Lungs, you just gotta be creative. You could just hang out up here with us and chat.
Okay, what do y'all want to talk about?
Oh, remember that time when...
Yes, I do.
I know, we could revisit,
How you taught yourself to breathe underwater and then almost drowned? Heard it.
The problem is, we all know each other's stories.
We don't know Gutman's.
You're right. Gutman, come regale us with some combat stories.
I guess I could explain in detail my pre-flight safety inspection.
No, none of that. We want the juicy stuff.
Like what?
Like some guy or gal you went all nuts over and made you cause a scene, stuff like that.
I'd rather gouge out my remaining eye.
That would be pretty entertaining as well.
Yeah, I think I got some melon baller here somewheres.
Forget it.
Okay, I guess I'll go make a Mogwai sandwich.
Incoming alert.
Well, this could prove interesting.
We'll see.
Computer, what is the nature of the alert?
Long-range sensors have detected an automated distress signal.
Distress?
Yes, distress. Definition, the state of a ship or other craft when in danger or difficulty and in need of help.
I know that, I just...
Alternate definition of distress. Extreme anxiety, sorrow, or pain.
I know that as well.
The word perfectly describes the general condition of Lieutenant Gutman.
Hey!
Who lives in a cocoon of loneliness and despair to the extent that she might just end it all, flushing herself out the airlock into the cold comfort of space.
Thank you, Putor. That is all.
Yes, sir.
What'd you do to piss off the computer?
Nothing that I know of.
She cheated at chess.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Captain, I beat the computer fair and square.
Cheater.
Shut up.
Gutman, you're supposed to always let the computer win.
Why?
Putor is very sensitive to its lack of chess skills.
Yeah. Last time I won, it cut off the air supply to my cabin for a week.
Hey, everyone. Shouldn't we be a little concerned about that, distress signal?
Zach's right. Gutman, can you position the signal?
It appears to be originating in the next sector.
Plot an inter course.
You mean an intercept course?
Indeed. Apologies for the peccadillo. Yes. Plot an intercept course.
Are you sure about that? We're pretty far out here, and there's no way to authenticate the call.
What, Gutman? You scared? You scared, Gutman? Buck, 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 buck.
Oh, God, chickens on the bridge.
No, Zach, no chickens. It was just me.
Lungs, you know that Zach is terrified of space chickens.
In space, no one can hear them cluck.
If the three of you are done with the stupid, I would like to point out that this could all be a trap, and that's what I'm afraid of.
Nonsense. We've got to follow the spacer's code.
I've never heard of the spacer's code.
Of course not. You're not a captain. Anywho's, it proclaims no distress call shall be unanswered, no matter the risk.
Huh. You know, this is the first moment since I joined this ship where you've shown compassion.
Besides, if the crew's already dead, we can call salvage rights and help ourselves to all their sweet, sweet stuff.
And the moment has passed.
Especially a coffee maker. Since someone broke the last one.
Not this again.
Looking at you, Lungs.
It wasn't my fault.
Yes, it was.
How was I to know it wasn't the French press?
Where's the handle, huh? That should have been your first clue.
You know, I'll just go plot a course to intercept.
Put down the knife, boss.
Just as soon as you put away that hammer.
Never. You want to dance, old man? Because I sure know how to tango.
That's nothing compared to my Charleston.
Hey, I know how to lambada, so...
What?
Lambada, forbidden dance.
Bring it.
Hammer! Hammer at you!
The flight of the bucket will return after these messages.
There's an election coming soon.
Viral pandemics.
Possibly the most important election of our lives.
Economic inequality.
So much seems to be wrong. Who could lead us to prosperity?
Rampant crime.
Who might inspire us again?
Corporate malfeasance.
You consider giving up hope.
Environmental collapse.
So we say, maybe you should.
Give up.
Vote for death. Vote for Unicrom, destroyer of worlds.
Paid for by the Unicrom is going to eat you all, Super PAC.
We now return to the flight of the bucket.
Status report.
Closing in. We should have a visual now on screen.
By the gods, that's a big ship.
I see lights. They still have power.
Open a hailing frequency.
On it. Ahoy, hoy. This is the USCSS Watercress hailing unknown spacecraft. Do you copy? Over.
I don't see any damage.
Maybe they ran out of fuel.
I'm getting a response.
Put it on the big screen. I'm Captain Jersey Standard of the Watercress. Please identify yourself and explain the nature of your emergency.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Why are you talking that way?
What way?
I don't know, like I'm stupid and deaf or something.
Sorry, I do that sometimes. So this is my crew, Lieutenant Gutman.
Hello.
Engineer Lungs.
What's up?
And Zach.
Fire is a boy's best friend.
It's very nice to see how healthy you are.
Right. So could you kindly identify yourself?
Bob.
Bob?
Bob.
Nothing else?
Nope, just, Bob. Yeah, Captain. Bob. Captain Bob. That's my name, and this is my ship. The Swine Trek.
Swine Trek. Right. Captain Bob, we're responding to your distress call.
Well, that's very kind of you.
You are welcome. Wait, are you floating? You are. Everything around you is floating.
Sort of.
Is your artificial gravity on the fritz? Because if it is, I could probably fix it.
No, I just like to turn it off now and then. It's good for my lumbar.
How long have you been stuck out here?
It's been a bit.
A bit?
Yeah, a bit and some change.
Right, but could you be a skosh more specific? Facto?
No, not really, because, you know, it's easy to lose track of time and space, because, you know, space and time and space, you feel me.
The uppers, I do. That's a awful big ship you got there. What is its purpose?
Oh, it's a mining ship.
Really?
Yeah, we mine asteroids for precious ore.
Precious ore, as you say, huh? That's good to know. Hear that, crew? I smell money. like what sort of precious ore?
Unobtainium.
Isn't unobtainium that mineral that floats on its own, gravity or no?
Yeah, but it also can be used in assisting in boring a hole to the core of a planet. If you use it right, it's very valuable.
Is it?
Mm-hmm, very. You know, my stores are a little low, and I could use a resupply. Maybe we could trade.
What do you need?
Barbecue sauce.
Anything else?
No, just barbecue sauce, as much as you can give me.
Captain Bob?
Yes?
Question. What is that roundish thing floating behind your head?
Oh, that? It's nothing important.
It looks awful lot like a...
Like a skull?
Yeah.
It's not a skull, I mean. It's a volleyball. We're way into beach volleyball over here.
It definitely has skull-like features.
No, it doesn't.
It absolutely does. And look, there's more floating in the background.
Back to the topic at hand. Barbecue sauce, do you have some?
Here, look. We picked up several cases in trade at the last stop, so yeah.
Well, what kind of barbecue sauce?
Big meats, sweet, and tangy barbecue sauce.
Is that the yellow sauce or the red?
The red. It's the red.
Oh, that's good. I think if it's enough, how much do you think you have?
Exactly enough to fill a bathtub.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah, like, you could probably, like, marinate a person as big as, like, the captain there, you know? Not that you would ever want to, though, you know?
I definitely would not want to do that.
Right. So, tell us, What caused your emergency?
Oh, you know, stuff and things. Bad things.
Captain Bob, another question over here. How many people you got over there with you?
Oh, counting myself? One, maybe two. But I'm pretty sure Mother died years ago.
That's an awfully big ship for one person to operate.
Well, there were others on board. And now there's not.
Uh-huh.
What happened to them?
Stuff.
Oh, more stuff.
And additional things. Like I said, this would be far easier if you... All you tasty sacks of meat just... Come on over here with the barbecue sauce.
All of us?
Yes, unarmed.
I didn't quite catch that last word.
I said come unarmed. It's a ship policy or something. It's kind of a deal breaker.
Boss, may we have a word in private?
Certainly. Captain Bob, I'm going to put you on mutesies for a sec and take counsel with my people. Don't go anywhere.
Kind of a dumb thing to say, seeing as how, you know, my ship is broke.
Touché. Talk to you soon.
Well, he seems...
A bit off.
More than a bit. I'm getting a plate full of heebies and a side order of jeebies, to be sure.
I say we fire the engines and get back on course.
Yeah, I'll bet he's just trying to get us over there so he could eat us or something.
How can you be so sure?
Look at that screen! Those are skulls! Multiple skulls floating around the cabin!
I agree, Captain. Skulls! Permission to get the hell out of here!
Well...
But wait! What about the spacer's code?
Oh, yeah, Zach is right. It would be a violation of the sacred oath I took when I became captain.
Yeah, and Smormans taught me...
Zach, no, no, no Smorman talk. We've been through this. Any more talk, and you'll get another round of deprogramming.
I thought he gave up on that stuff weeks ago.
He did, but then it oozes back up into his brain like a backed-up toilet.
How'd you deprogram him?
Duh. Deprogramming stick.
It tickled in a bad way.
Well, stay quiet on the Smormin stuff, okay?
Hello? Are you guys finished yet? Hello? I'm practically salivating at the prospect of your arrival.
Just a sec, Captain Bob.
He can't hear you, idiot. You're on mute.
Oh, good.
Back to the issue at hand. What are we gonna do about Captain Bob?
It's up to you, Captain.
I'm not sure. On one hand, I want to help him so that we may purloin his precious ore. But on the other hand, I'm not sure I want to give up the barbecue sauce. I mean, all we have is the Mogwai meat, which needs all the help it can get to be palatable.
It's gamey.
Yeah, Captain, you know how Zach said we had a bathtub's worth of sauce?
Yeah.
That's the actual amount of sauce we have. One bathtub's worth. I know this because that's where Zach stored it all.
Why would he do that?
In the evenings, he has a soak.
In the barbecue sauce.
Zach fact. It's just a good all-around moisturizer.
Well, that explains why Zach smells like mesquite.
You know, everyone's welcome to moisturize with me.
I'm good.
Not
there.
Not on your fracking light.
Yeah, I think I'm fine.
So can we please just go?
One second.
You need to make a decision.
I'm trying. My mind is still blown.
Let's put it to a vote.
I like it.
The hells you say. This is my ship, and it ain't no democracy. Besides, there are four of us. It could be a tie.
Okay. What if you get two votes to each of our one?
What? Lungs, get the frack over here. Are you insane?
What? Oh.
Right. There's no way we can win that vote.
Right. Because...
Zach is all gung-ho and the captain has his stupid spacer's law.
Spacer's code.
Whatever.
Hush, Gutman. Lungs, I find those odds acceptable.
Looks like we're taking the shuttle on a one-way trip to the Cannibal Cruise Line.
Let's just vote and get it over with.
Okay, everyone take a piece of paper and write down save or leave. Here you go.
Oh, here's mine.
Captain?
Here you go. My two votes, since I am a special, special boy.
What are the results?
Hold on, I'm counting.
Are you using your fingers to count?
Yes. Is there a problem?
There's only 5 votes. You could just look and say what the result is.
Look, I am not a numbers guy.
You are our chief engineer. Look, just give them to me.
No!
Give them here.
Hey!
I don't know why it matters. It's going to be 3-2 that we go to the murder ship, but... What?
What's the result?
3-2 that we don't help him. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I voted to help Captain Bob, because, you know, the barbecuer's code of all.
And I obviously voted to leave.
So did I.
Captain, did you vote?
1 to stay, and 1 to go. That way I was a shoo-in to be on the winning team.
But what about the spacer's code?
I don't really follow any codes too closely. And besides, it's almost nap time. Plus, I'll admit to getting the willies from Captain Bob myself.
Hey! See if he'll trade us some unobtainium for half of the barbecue sauce.
Get Captain Bob on the horn.
On screen.
Captain Bob, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good.
Because you are shouting.
Am I?
Yeah, you're doing that thing again. There's no need to shout. I'm right here.
Oh, sorry. Is this better?
No, that's too quiet.
How about now?
Yeah, that I can work with.
Okay.
So, when can I expect you, your succulent yet defenseless crew, and all of that delicious barbecue sauce?
Good news / bad news.
Okay, what's the bad news?
The bad news is we won't be able to provide you on-site assistance.
Oh, okay. Why not?
Well, some of my crew is convinced that your behavior is, what's the word?
Suspect?
Yes, suspect. Nicely done, Lungs.
I see.
They're also pretty sure you might be a cannibal, though I am not fully convinced that's true.
Funny story. I am indeed a cannibal.
See?
I was totally going to eat all of you. See, originally, I was the ship's cook.
How'd you get to be captain?
It was simple, actually. I just ate the original captain.
I should have seen that coming.
You realize you're insane, right?
Probably. Quit talking, Mother. But I had developed some good skills.
Like what?
I am an excellent leathersmith. See my belt?
Yeah! I like the two-tone aspect of it.
Thank you. He likes it, Mother. The darker part is from the back of Jim the Navigator, while the lighter part is from Zora, the ship's doctor.
Well, I could sit here and talk about human skin belts all day, but we must get going.
So, wait, you never said what's the good news.
Oh, right. We are still willing to trade you some barbecue sauce for a lot of that sweet... sweet unobtainium.
That seems fair. But should you come over here, or should I come to you?
Well, neither. We'll just push it out the airlock, and you do the same, okay?
Okay. I'll get right to it. Oh, and if you pass another ship, do me a solid and, don't, you know, mention my diet.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear. Captain Standard out. Lungs, go below and rebottle the befouled barbecue sauce and send it to Captain Bob's ship.
On it, boss.
Well, crew, soon we shall get back on our original course. A little wiser and a lot richer. Zach?
Yes, Captain, sir.
I believe you are relieved of duty for the day.
Okay, great. There you go. Have me a soak.
I take it in the sauce?
Yes, sir. You can join?
You know what? Yeah, I'll join you for a soak. It has been a day.
This has been Flight of the Bucket. Tune in next week for another exciting episode.
If you want to know more about the people who do the stuff behind the scenes, go to superhappyproductions.com. That is poop emoji, peace symbol, something.